Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Waiting. You do it at grocery stores, in traffic, and at the doctor's office. But what if you could skip the wait altogether? Introducing TrustCare Plus, a healthcare membership that makes feeling better even faster. Skip the waiting room and enjoy priority access at any TrustCare clinic. Sick kid? Text your care crew day or night. Get discounts on prescriptions and so much more. Wait no more. Feeling better just got a whole lot faster. Join TrustCare Plus today. Plans start from just $15 a month. Learn more at TrustCareHealth.com/plus.
Roll pre-record on my count. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2. Roll A, fade up on A.
Southern Miss to the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
Good afternoon, Southern Miss fans. It is the Eagle Hour on the Super Talk Mississippi Network. Kelly Sanner, along with Graham Crawford, back in the house after a couple of weeks off. And producer-engineer Michael Mergens pushing all the right buttons. We're glad that you're with us. On the program today, we're going to be joining Dema Mixon live on campus at Southern Miss just after Coach Charles Huff's presser for today. As the Eagles are getting ready for Louisiana, Dema will bring us up to date with the very latest. Lee Roberts, color analyst on the radio network, will be joining us a little bit later. And then also we'll hear from Sonny Shepard, who is the junior libero on the volleyball team for Southern Miss. They are tied for first in the west of the Sun Belt Conference with South Alabama, and they travel to South Al this weekend. So a huge volleyball series coming up. We'll be talking with Sonny Shepard. This first segment brought to you by Dickey's Barbecue Pit. As we've mentioned, they've been with us since day one here on the program. The consistency in food quality and taste is why Dickey's has been in business for so long. Leave your catering job, whether it's small or big, to Dickey's, and know that part of those proceeds go to always help athletics at Southern Miss. Again, glad that you're with us. We go live to campus now where our own Dema Mixon is standing by after having to hear what Charles Huff had to say this week after kind of a strange situation where you had a Thursday game and then maybe a day or two off and then back on the regular schedule getting ready for the Cajuns, who might be a little bit better than people had anticipated, even though they are banged up. Dema, just kind of wrap it up for us. Let us know what Coach Huff had to say and where they go from here.
Yeah, so, you know, of course, Louisiana, you know, was the preseason favorite to win the West, and they battled some injuries early. Now it's looking like they're going to get a lot of their players back for this game, right tackle especially, not the quarterback, but their quarterback that they did put in, the second-string quarterback, Lunch, sexual first name's Lunch. I know it's crazy. He's been developing pretty well, so Coach Huff, you know, talked about appropriate fear for their opponent and, you know, is ready for a battle. I think it's going to be a battle. You know, the odds makers have Southern Miss just a 4-point favorite. When you look at the records, of course, 4-2, 2-4, I think you kind of throw those records out for a game like this, especially for a rivalry game. So Coach Huff was talking about, you know, that it's so hard to win on the road. And as you saw last week, what Georgia Southern was able to do in the second half, Lunch is a, you know, dual threat quarterback, much like Braylon Braxton, who can run with his legs, you know, still throw the ball. I don't think he has the arm strength as Braylon does, but, you know, it should be a good match for sure. Good game, good test for the defense after what I thought was a very dominating performance in the first half. And then, of course, the second half kind of took the foot off the gas a little bit.
So let me get this straight. The quarterback for Louisiana's last name is Lunch.
First name is Lunch.
And we're supposed to have a fear factor of a guy named Lunch?
His name is Lunch? His first name is Lunch?
Lunch Winfield, yep.
Okay, so from a marketing standpoint, you guys, any pass he throws would be
a big opportunity here.
Would be a lunch launch, right? If we sack him, we would be eating their lunch. Right? Okay. Very, very good, smooth. Michael Mergens. There will be all kind of lunch. Or if we break him down, we would be having brunch, I guess.
I, I feel like Kelly's probably in a cold sweat right now. Every time you mention lunch, he starts shaking.
Yes, it is. As you drive to
this
lunch,
1 o'clock is that's a hard time. Yeah, it's a hard time.
You're driving to lunch, and we're here in the studio from a from a depth standpoint. Dima, has he talked specifically? Coach Huff talked specifically about the play of Chris Jones, because this guy, I mean, this guy's a stud. What, fifth in the country in tackles? I mean, he's just playing out of his mind.
Yeah, you know, not specifically on Chris Jones, but just on the whole defense, especially. You know, Southern Miss is fourth in the country in turnover margin, and he's talked a lot about how the defensive line and linebackers have, you know, put them in a position to be able to force turnovers. And Chris Jones, of course, has been just like a monster out there. And I, you know, I feel like watching that game on Thursday night, they said his name like 100 times in the broadcast, just because of like where he is on the field at all times. He's very proud of the defense. Now he wants to see the defense put it together for four quarters, and I think that's something that he's going to try to pound into their, you know, heads this week at practice.
Michael, actually, Graham's got some questions for you, Dima, but Michael Mergens has come up with one too. That if we're able to get back there and tackle the quarterback, Southern Miss would have committed a sack lunch.
Good gracious.
Oh, go ahead. Dima, are you there?
Yeah, I mean, I guess you could make that argument.
I mean, these guys are good off the dome right here. I mean, this is quick. They have not planned this, even though they've known this guy's name has been lunch for no telling how long. But I want to hear what has been said about the defense not playing those full fourth quarter that they have to have against a really big opponent. What is the missing piece?
I think it was almost like a deja vu moment for him. Like, he actually said that like, he was like, most of these guys, like, weren't here last season at Georgia Southern, you know, where Marshall was up, like, 20 points with, like, 3 minutes to go, and Georgia Southern came back and won. And so Coach Huff was saying, like, he was standing there on the sidelines with, like, this deja vu moment, and he was just glad they won. So I don't know how much he was pointing to the defensive deficiencies in the second half in the press conference, because I think at the end of the day he was just like, I don't really care if we win 31-30 every single week. As long as we win, that's all I really care about. And I think there's a point to be made there for that, but I still think, like, you can't just, you know, drop off a cliff that big. I mean, what we saw in the first half against Georgia Southern was like the most dominant defensive performance that I've ever seen. And then in the second half, it was like, I mean, I don't know. I talked about it on Monday about the Georgia Southern drives in the first. It was like punt, 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 fumble, punt, punt, downs, punt, like end of half in the first half. And then the second half, it was like touchdown, touchdown, field goal, touchdown, touchdown, touchdown. You know, so we'll see what happens. I don't really know how much you can point to it as far as
halftime adjustments are always going to be made. Like, that's part of the game. But then again, when you're up that many points, there's got to be a lack of lackadaisicalness if that happens.
Well,
it's got to correlate.
Human nature.
100%. You can call it whatever you want it. But if those guys are not playing, looking at the scoreboard, the outcome's definitely a little different.
Dima, one of the things that Coach Huff has been consistent about in his gospel, so to speak, is that, look, let's just get better. Every week, let's just get better. Things will take care of themselves if we just get better. Do you get the feeling at the halfway point now here of the regular season that the guys are where he would like them to be as an overall team?
I think for the I mean, he always wants them to be better, of course. I think he wants to see – I think he does want to see the defense be more consistent. I don't know how much more you can ask of the offense. I mean, they're putting up points every game now. You can always ask more, but I think he does want to see the defense be more consistent. I don't think that I don't think anybody can expect the defense to, like, shut people out every single week. You know, that's just not – it's just not the reality we live in with the offensive game it is. I think when you're up 28-7 at halftime, the game shouldn't be close with 2 minutes to go.
Yeah, was there anything else that you took out of his presser today when he met with the media?
I think it was interesting when he was talking about Braylon's development. A question was asked about Braylon Braxton's development, and he said that You know, there's normally like this two-year slump. He didn't call it a sophomore slump because of the transfer portal. It's like your second year, and you know, there's very few players who are freshmen and then into your sophomore season now. Anyways, but he talked about Braylon's development. It's probably one of the better QB developments that he's ever coached, which I thought was really high praise just from Huff's tenure. You know, that all the coaches that he's been a part of and all the players he's seen. He talked about how Braylon's been able to just, you know, really, they've been able to trust him with more things than even they trusted with him at Marshall. And I think you've seen that, you know, and I thought that was an interesting piece of today's presser.
All right, Demo, thank you for bringing us up to date with the very latest from the campus there at Southern Miss, and we'll see you back here in the studio tomorrow.
All right.
All right, Demo Mixon with us, a contributor and, of course, co-host of the Eagle Hour. You have to wonder, Graham, they did win that game at Georgia Southern, but now this is a second straight road game. So by winning a second road game, that further solidifies anybody's feeling that this team can and will continue to win on the road.
No question. If you told anyone 3 months ago, hey, this is where we're going to be, and you said Charles Huff's goal is to get better every week, I think you're crazy if you don't think they have. If you've watched how this team has progressed throughout the season, now we know how to win on the road, and we've already had some bad stuff happen. When bad stuff happens, it needs to happen early because it's not going to happen again. You know how to make sure that doesn't happen. So I'm excited to watch us.
Well, a win at 4 o'clock on Saturday afternoon would definitely break the Eagles into the home stretch with a schedule that's pretty agreeable. When we come back, Lee Roberts, color analyst of the radio network, will join us. And we're going to ask him not only about – there's been so much talk about Charles Huff leaving – what about the aforementioned Chris Jones? We'll talk with Lee Roberts about that when we come back.
Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel is a wholesaler and distributor that has been powering our community for over 20 years. With everything from conduits to tape, tools to home automation devices, if you can think of it, we supply it. All you need to do is talk us through the project at hand, and we'll ensure you're equipped to get it done right. To get all the electrical supplies you need, visit Robinson Electric at 519 North 13th Avenue or call us at 601-649-1317.
Southern Miss to the top.
To the top.
You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
The second segment of the Eagle Hour is brought to you by Eagle Tire West. If you're traveling Highway 98 West in Hattiesburg, which you can't really get anywhere in Hattiesburg these days without going on Highway 98/Hardy Street, well, you'll find Eagle Tire West, where they've got premium Goodyear products and full auto and truck servicing at Eagle Tire West. It's right next to Smith Motor Company on Highway 98 in Hattiesburg. Family operated since 1985. When were you born, Crawford?
Nowhere near then.
Okay. A little later than that. Okay. Eagle Tire and Eagle Tire West. Goodyear Tires, full service, and big Southern Miss supporters. Thanks to Eagle Tire West for their support of the program. And don't forget about the Super Eagle. I'm talking about tires again. The Super Talk Eagle Hour podcast is available on Apple, Audible, Spotify, Stitcher, TuneIn, or you can just ask Alexa or Siri to play the Eagle Hour for you. Kelly Sander and Graham Crawford, along with producer engineer Michael Mergens, and on the phone now, color analyst of the Southern Miss Football Radio Network, Lee Roberts, joins us. Lee, big win at, of course, it was last Thursday, but it's just the quirk of the schedule. Getting ready for the Cajuns now, and as Dima Mixon reported in the first segment, Coach Charles Huff meeting with the media today. And there's been so much talk after the win at Georgia Southern that this is a Southern Miss team now that has proven it can win on the road. People are throwing out these incredible potential end-of-the-season records that this Southern Miss team might amass. And, of course, if that happens, and this is all a big IF, right, that Charles Huff might leave. But I've said to people, I said, that's kind of the way the coaching world works. I said, if you really want to worry about the program is to the fullest extent, you better worry about keeping Chris Jones. And I think Chris Jones, his ability is kind of getting swept under the rug. This guy's among the elite in the country.
No, I agree, and I'll kind of talk about Coach Huff briefly. I mean, obviously, he was hired to come here and win, and that's what he wants to do. And I think his plan, yes, is to move on, and he will. He'll move on to bigger and better things eventually. If it's at the end of this year, I hope not. Right. I hope he at least gives us 2 years.
Right.
But yeah, I mean, he has quickly turned the program. And then Chris Jones, wow, man. Well, we were fortunate to keep Chris for this season, and I think him wanting to play for Coach Huff was a big, big deal. And you got a guy from Jackson, Mississippi, played at Hartsfield, gets a chance to come down to Hattiesburg. I mean, hour and a half from home, and that's really, really special. But, you know, in this day and age with NIL, I mean, these kids are being paid and bought and handed money here and there to go play in bigger college football. Yeah, will he get picked up after the season? I think if Coach Huff is here, I think he'll stay and play. If Coach Huff gets another opportunity, I'm not sure what'll happen with Chris, but he's fun to watch, man. We were kind of talking before coming on. He is just an animal, leading the Sun Belt in tackles. He's so much fun, and his counterpart, Mike Montgomery, extremely talented as well. But man, for a sophomore to play like Chris Jones does, I mean, he is something special.
If you had to compare any former Eagles to him, T.J. Slaughter, I mean, would be, to me, probably as close. What say you? I know that's kind of a curveball that I threw you, but the playing style and his approach to the game.
As you started to ask the question, that T.J. Slaughter is the first thing that came to mind as well. I mean, he's that kind of guy that just could tear through defense. I mean, offenses. He could really handle the middle part of the field. He could drop in pass coverage. He could attack the quarterback. And I feel like Chris Jones, you know, does a lot of that as well. I mean, when you look at Southern Miss over the last 25, 30 years, I mean, we've produced great quarterbacks and we've produced great linebackers.
Yeah.
And linebackers, man, have been phenomenal over those 25, 30 years. But Chris Jones, he's got a chance to go down as one of the best if we can keep him around here.
And Graham Crawford, you were talking about anybody that might be pursuing Coach Charles Huff might ask the question, what about a package deal, Huff and Jones?
100%. The way NIL is going nowadays, there's no telling what kind of deal a school can structure up, especially with the amount of money some of these schools have, especially like a Penn State losing their coach. There's no telling how much money Penn State is going to spend on a coach who also is going to come with some players. I mean, it's the exact same thing Southern Miss just did. And as for Charles Huff, he's looking at this, I'm sure, as a stepping stone. Don't get me wrong. He is exactly where his feet are. That's not a question. But if you're not thinking, hey, if I get a two-year, $20 million deal, like, why wouldn't you take it? I mean, it's there. So
it's just the world we live in, Lee
Robert. It is what it is.
No, I agree. I mean, it's about the dollar, and that's exactly what it is. And it's getting higher and higher as far as value of coaches and even players. I mean, who'd have thought that Southern Miss would be paying over $1 million for a head football coach in this day and age? But that's where we are. But you go to some of these top tier schools, Penn State. I think I read that, you know, James Franklin was making $8 million a year. SEC top schools are paying that plus for these head coaches. It is just insane money. And yeah, so if Coach Huff gets an opportunity to go to a Power Five school, and I think Chris Jones will be a package deal with him. I mean, I think that's just kind of how it will be.
I mean, you got to think about who else is there. With NIL the way it is, who's to say Braylon Braxton doesn't go to the league and goes to wherever?
Yeah.
I mean, there's no telling.
Right. Absolutely.
Well, let's, as ELO used to sing, don't bring me down right now. Let's relish what's happening at Georgia Southern. The second half, Lee, was that disconcerting to you at all? They played, I thought, our Eagles played about as perfect a first half of football as you possibly could, and they could. But then the second half, not so much. Anything concerning to you about that second half performance?
No, I mean, a lot was concerning. So we were talking with Georgia Southern's radio crew before the game, and they were down by 21 points to Marshall last year in that type atmosphere, came back to beat Marshall.
Yes.
And we know what Marshall went on to do. And so as we're just dominating that first half, I mean, we scored 21 points there in the second quarter and really just have starting to handle things. You know, a 21-point lead at the half. You're like, hey, this is an opportunity for us to really put things together, and they did. Georgia Southern dominated us the second half. I think they had 100 yards of total offense at the half, and then the quarterback finishes with over 300 yards passing, just really able to throw and move the ball down the field. It was a lot concerning, but Coach Huff said it. That's a place that's tough to go and win. I think if you heard any audio at the end of the game as he was meeting Coach Helton across the field, he said, I don't ever want to come back here and play again. So
Lee,
that's some tough words to say, knowing that if he's going to be at Southern Miss, he's going to have to eventually go back and play. But very, very, very tough place to go play.
No question. Let me ask you this. How many returners were at Georgia Southern? Like, how many guys played in that game? Against Marshall, how many guys played in that game last year?
There were a lot.
Man, you're asking me.
A lot? Like it's a similar team is my question. It's not like us.
A lot of those Marshall guys that came with him to Southern Miss played in that game last year.
Correct. That's the whole thing. Well, as a team, this is similar to how, be honest with you, we feel about UL and baseball. Like, it doesn't matter that we're down. It doesn't matter the inning, the score, because we also know in the back of our head, or Troy, more to speak, that they know they're going to lose. So,
yeah.
Them knowing the other team, saying Georgia Southern, they've already came back and beat them with a 21-point deficit at home. It's the
right.
Same team. Like,
exactly.
That's their halftime spell. Guys, we've done this before. Mm-hmm. So for Southern Miss to actually come out of that game with a win is so much bigger than I thought and than anyone needs to think.
No, I agree. I mean, I know kind of the talk about Southern Miss is how they play on the road. I mean, We proved we can play on the road. Now we get an opportunity to go again. But yeah, to not give up. I mean, yeah, Georgia Southern came back and they really did what they wanted to that second half. But Southern Miss did not give up and give in.
Right.
I mean,
right.
We fought to the end. It took 60 minutes and we did. I mean, a lot of other teams could have folded and, you know, would have given up and given in and, you know, walked away with a loss. But we didn't.
More than half our team played in that game last year and had the same opportunity they were faced with, but they overcame it this year. That's
absolutely
the difference.
Yeah.
Yep. And I probably was in the back exactly of their right head. I promise you, going into halftime, as roles reverse, Braylon Blackston is saying, guys, we've been here. We know what's going to happen. They're going to come out, and they're going to put it on us. We got to be able to take it. We got to be able to give it right back to them.
All right, Lee, before we let you go, the 4 o'clock kickoff this coming Saturday down in Lafayette, we've been advised that the quarterback – for Lafayette, his first name is Lunch. So we've been coming up with all these different lunch terminologies. Michael Mergens had a good one that if he's tackled in the backfield, it would be a sack lunch. But we fully expect you and John this weekend to come up with some lunch references, okay?
I guess we'll have to. We'll have a good 4-hour drive to think about that.
Well, if the defense does their job,
yes,
Louisiana may lose their lunch.
Oh, there you go.
He doesn't stop, guys. He's on fire today.
Yeah. Or if God forbid something happened to him physically, we wouldn't want to have a lunch break, would we?
That's right.
Golly.
Exactly.
I gotta get out of here.
Lee, thanks, buddy. It's always good to hear your insight.
Hey, appreciate you guys, man. Appreciate what you do.
Lee Roberts, the color analyst for the Southern Miss Radio Network. We're going to sit here in our sick, twisted minds coming up with some more lunch references, but we're going to switch gears and talk volleyball. Other than the football team, the hottest team on campus. They're tied for first in the Sun Belt. We're going to talk with the libero of that team when the Eagle Hour continues in a moment.
Southern Miss to the top.
This segment of the Eagle Hour brought to you by DBAT Training. It's the place for your softball or baseball youngster to get ready for the upcoming season. And, of course, sometimes softball and travel baseball teams will play in the fall leagues, but they can always stay sharp with their swings and air-conditioned, meticulous comfort at DBAT right off of Interstate 59 in Hattiesburg. Thanks for their continued support of this program. And a shout out to MCS Home Center, home repair, home remodeling, home construction. Everything you need for your next project, home, lawn, or garden, is available at the MCS Home Center in Bellevue. It's Hattiesburg's new home improvement center with local folks eager to help you. 7329 Highway 98 West. It's, if you're traveling west on Highway 98, it's just past the 589 interchange. All sorts of decorations, too, for Thanksgiving and Christmas. They've been pretty busy out there. A lot of your Summerall folks.
Bobcats.
Yeah.
How about the Bobcats, man? Having a year.
Who
would have thought?
You want to talk about having a year.
Who would have thought?
Well, they're
having, they can play.
A good football season.
I'm excited.
Volleyball at Southern Miss. Now, you talk about a team having a year. This was a team that struggled a little bit last year, made a few changes. Chemistry's really good this year. The Eagle volleyball team, which we learned from Dima yesterday, only basketball still calls themselves the Lady Eagles.
Good gracious. This is the Jeremy McClain effect is what we're seeing now. I mean, it is to a team.
All right. The Eagles are tied for first place in the Western Division of the Sun Belt Conference with South Alabama. They will go to South Al this weekend for a series on Friday and Saturday. So if you haven't kept up with volleyball before now, you need to start because they are really good. We always love to hear when a Southern Miss team is tied for first place. Well, one of the person that makes it go, of course, they're all terrific players, but Sonny Shepard, who's a junior from Brandon, Mississippi. She's the libero, and the libero, that term I didn't even know about until about 5 years ago. She's kind of the rover. If you're playing softball, whatever, the rover just goes wherever there's help needed. She's all over the floor.
Got it.
You got some that play outside.
They wear the different shirt. They do. Different color. Makes sense.
Like quarterback. Can't hit the libero.
Yeah.
Right? So really gifted athletes. But I got a chance to talk with Sunny last week about her career and the start that this Eagle volleyball team has had. All right, Sunny, you're kind of the graybeard of this team. A two-time visitor to the Eagle Hour. Tell us about this year's team, the libero. You're a leader whether you want to be or not. Really exciting start so far to this team.
Yes, it is super exciting. Last year, I think they talked about it on air. We've already, like, surpassed our win record from last year, so that's already, like, a really big accomplishment. But every day, like they both said, we just get better. We love each other. We work for each other. And just we come into the gym with the mindset of Sun Belt Conference Championship is what we're winning at the end of the year. So,
skill set-wise, though, I mean, it couldn't have been – the way that you guys have played so far, you had talent on last year's team, but it didn't necessarily work as well. So talent-wise, you're all talented. So why is it has to be something more than just chemistry to be this much better this early on?
Yeah, and I feel like with sports, it's like you have to be able to – we talk about it all the time. Like, we have to be willing to put ourselves in a position to fail, especially in practice, because that's the only way we can grow. And I feel like last year we didn't have, like, that mindset. It was more of, like – Bryn said it, like, individualized of, like, oh, like, I got to do this. But, like, this year we're just all super tight-knit, and we come in every day, and we're just, like, how can we get better for each other and for the team? And I feel like we've been doing a great job of that this year.
How have you grown as a leader? How have you grown as a player?
That's a great question. I feel like as a leader, I've always naturally, like, in sports, I guess I might get it from my dad, I don't know. I've always naturally been, like, the leader, but I will say coming into college, I've realized, like, there is a little bit of a totem pole where, like, it's – you got to respect people above you to, like, an extent. So, like, last year I was still a leader in certain senses, but, like, this year I feel like I've really just adapted that role of, like, everyone looks to me in times when we need it and times when we need to be pushed. And so I really just, like, taken that on because that's – what I thrive in the best. And then my skills, obviously, I just get better every day. But
when you were at the bottom of the totem pole, what were some things that you remember from some of the older women that kind of took you under their wing?
Yeah, okay, so I started off at Houston, which was at the time and they still are a pretty, like, good volleyball program. So I feel like obviously I was very, very bottom of the totem pole there, but I learned a lot from, like, Kate Georgiotta. She was, like, a great libero there who I could just learn from every day. And honestly, I would say I've just, from there, it wasn't the best experience. So I've kind of learned of more of, like, what I don't want other people to go through and to help them, like, have a better experience to make them give their best for me and for the team every day.
In football jargon, they say it doesn't matter how good you are if you don't have a good quarterback. I've also heard it
said about volleyball, that if you don't have a good libero, it doesn't matter what else. Educate those that might not know a lot about volleyball, including me, quite frankly, the importance of a libero and what exactly the libero's responsibilities are.
Yeah, so if you ever watch volleyball, the libero is wearing a different color jersey. So everybody makes jokes that I forgot my jersey at home, and I'm like...
Or you can't get hit.
Yeah, like, what? But, no, honestly, it's just I really take control in the backcourt, and, like, the first touch is something that's really important in volleyball, so, like, defense and passing. So I just really, like, take that on my back and have to, like, lead the backcourt to make sure that nothing drops and we stay calm. And I'm obviously not, like, as in the moment, so I can see a lot more of the court. So then I can tell hitters where to hit, like, who's hitting where, like, where, little things like that. Just, like, help go a long way.
How would you describe, in your own words, this start that you guys have gotten now to, particularly in conference?
I don't even know. It's just, like, I feel like last year we kind of had a good start, too. So I'm not going to, like, jinx us. But this year we're really driven to, like, prove a point. Like, we've had people that are already doubting us because we were like second to last in the West Division, and we're like, okay, it doesn't matter if we're second to last, like, we have something to prove. And at the, like I said, at the end of the year, we want to hold up that Sun Belt Conference Championship.
Tell us about your education. We always hear the term student athletes, but anymore it sounds like it's athlete students lots of times. But about what your studies are and what you want to do later on.
It's actually really funny because I actually have been considered the athlete student at times, but I'm doing better now, so it's okay. But I am studying.
Yeah, classes aren't optional, right? Yeah.
I'm all online too, so that's
okay. Good.
Love that. But my degree right now is fitness and nutrition, which I don't really like fully want to go into that. It's just kind of like, it's fun to learn about right now, and it's also like, if I go into coaching, which a lot of people are like, you need to because you're just natural at it. So I can always just have that to fall back on. But honestly, I want to be a real estate agent somewhere in the road. So that has nothing to do with fitness and nutrition, but at least I'm learning good nutrition. So
hey, just get the degree, right?
Right.
Yeah. You going to flip houses then as a real estate agent?
I honestly would. That'd be the fun part of it for sure.
Okay. And the rest of the way now, since this is kind of your last hurrah, right? I mean, you got one more year left then.
I have one more year, I have one more season after this, but I probably will get a red shirt, so hopefully two, which is exciting, but.
Okay, so you're not in any hurry necessarily to get out of here.
I'm just sitting back and enjoying the ride, honestly.
Yeah, well the fans are too, and the fans have come out in great numbers. That has to, a lot of athletes will say, oh, I really don't pay any attention, and I said, no, I don't believe that. I think you guys, if you're any kind of athlete, you enjoy what you do and you want to be able to show it off a little bit.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I would say, like, honestly, my mom looks at the numbers more than I do. But, like, I do look at them in times, like, after games. And I'm like, did I dig enough balls to, like, help the team get to a better place? But I really don't pay attention to it that much. But it is just really nice that we're just chugging along. And I feel like that's something that we've said, like, about this team is it's not selfish at all. So, like, it really doesn't matter who gets kills. Like, Brent had 10 aces against Arkansas State, which is, like, never happened before. That's, like, insane. But I just feel like we don't even pay attention to that. We're just like, oh, like, we're winning.
Well, I hope everybody will hear this entire interview, because if they just tune in and hear you say, it really doesn't matter who gets killed. that's not taken. Yeah, that wouldn't be taken out of context. Thank you for your commitment to Southern Miss when it seems like all athletes are walking the first chance they get. You've obviously proven that you're not one of those people, and we wish you nothing but the best, Sonny. Thanks.
Thank you so much.
Well, there, from her own words, Graham Crawford, you learned what a libero does.
There we go.
And is a defensive specialist, as it turns out.
It's almost like a catcher. As soon as she started to describe it, that's how I thought about it. Kind of gets to see the field from a different perspective and gets to see the little things that go on that a lot of people don't get to see.
And the leadership qualities. I think lots of times when you talk to putting it in baseball terms, it also doesn't get noticed what a leader catchers really are.
Oh, my goodness. It's a complete game-changing position. And the ability to have someone that's been there and knows the expectations, kind of the same way Braylon Braxton is as football. It's the same thing. They know the expectations, and they can lead the team in the direction that the coach – that they know the expectations the coach wants.
And we've talked about this before, about in the major leagues, statistically, the best win-loss records for managers who are former players, catchers, far and away have the best records.
If you really think about it, it's the only position that is looking the other direction.
The entire
I mean, you've got nine guys on the field. I mean, not including the hitter or base runners. They don't count. But as far as defensively, you got nine guys on the field. Eight of them are looking at one place.
And being involved in every play.
Every one of them.
Yeah, very similar to the libero. Good analysis there. We're going to take a commercial break. When we come back, we're going to talk an event going on Thursday at the Hattiesburg Country Club that, for you baseball fans, you're probably going to want to make note of if you haven't already. Genesis of Hattiesburg is the official auto dealer of the Eagle Hour. We thank Genesis for their participation in this show. Genesis sedans and SUVs from Mississippi's exclusive Genesis dealership, Highway 98 West in Hattiesburg. More of the Eagle Hour in a moment.
Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel is a wholesaler and distributor that has been powering our community for over 20 years. With everything from conduits to tape, tools to home automation devices, if you can think of it, we supply it. All you need to do is talk us through the project at hand, and we'll ensure you're equipped to get it done right. To get all the electrical supplies you need, visit Robinson Electric at 519 North 13th Avenue or call us at 601-649-1317.
You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
The Eagle Hour.
Southern Miss to the top.
4th Street Bar and Grill sponsors the fourth segment of the Eagle Hour. And one of the many good things I can say about 4th Street, you are not going to get cheated on portions. You know, as food costs have gone up, that's certainly no news. You have to be living in a cave not to know that. You're not going to get cheated out of food at 4th Street Bar and Grill. The portions that they've got.
Do they have lunch specials?
Actually, it's interesting that you say that, Michael Mergens, because if they're listening at 4th Street Bar and Grill now, considering that Louisiana Lafayette's quarterback's first name is Lunch, you would think that they would certainly have some lunch specials this week.
It's got to be something cool. Has to.
Yeah. Yeah. And
or just awful.
Something creative. Just go back and listen to the interview and just pick one of the many names.
Later in the week, we're going to be hearing from the sports writer that covers the Raging Cajuns about what he expects to see from the game this Saturday. Also, a shout out to Forest Health, who reminds you that keeping up with your favorite team this time of year is a lot of fun, but don't forget the most important player is you. Get your annual physical to be sure that your health is as good as it can be. Forest Health can help you with expert medical care closer to home. ForestHealth.org, all small letters all together, ForestHealth.org. And a shout out to Mobe Beignet Company, 2902 Hardy Street. You can check them out on Facebook. I actually have an appointment. I'm amazed at the number of people that
they do. They have a booking system, apparently.
A lot of my clients.
That's what I heard.
I'll say, where do you want to meet? And they'll go, how about Mobe Beignet Company? That'd be good. I said, okay, because of its central location.
Just sends them an Outlook calendar invite.
Get you a quick, a what?
High-tech stuff.
I was going to say.
High-tech.
That's way over my head when you talk about that high-tech stuff. But Mobe Beignet Company, yeah, it'll leave. Now, Thursday, a big sporting event being staged in Hattiesburg that our own Graham Crawford gets the honor, and I do say honor, to participate in, because there are a lot of people that want to participate in this but can't get in. Tell us about it, Graham.
It is the Scott Berry Classic. It has been going on for years.
Golf Classic.
Yes, it is a golf tournament hosted at Hattiesburg Country Club. It is definitely one of the biggest events that the baseball team puts on.
Now, why did you do air quotes when you said events?
You can consider an event whatever you can.
I got a feeling golf isn't the top priority, though.
It is. Okay. It is. Okay. Yes. I mean.
Thank you for setting it straight.
I was trying to. I mean, raising money for the baseball team. That's the main cause.
Okay.
But I can tell you this, as a player, that is the one day that you know every coach is gone, because they're all there. There's no question about it. But you can't play in it. You can't be there. That's the rule. Player cannot be there. So all you do is hear stories. But for this is the first year that I actually get to be a part of it. When I say fired up, oh, I'm excited.
Now, let me Let's tell people why this is just the first year you're getting to participate, because it's a full field and everybody comes back every year, right? Generally?
More than likely. More than likely. I know the waiting list is really, really big, I can tell you that, because of the demand that people get in. Because they know. I mean, anytime someone gets to see the Legend 40, I mean, it's going to bring a crowd. I was fortunate enough to actually get to play for him his last year, and he impacted me in ways that words can't really describe, and he is a guy that I look up to for forever. So even getting the chance to go back out there and talk to him and hang out a little bit is in itself. But getting out there to go whack it around, you can't beat it.
Now, there probably will be some food involved. Probably you get thirsty while you play.
Yeah, Gatorade. I like the Zeros. The light blue is kind of my thing, so I'm going to – no telling.
I've seen some of the people, women that you've dated. You're not into Zeros, I'll tell you that. You do a lot better than Zeros.
No, I mean, it's the Powerade Zero. It's the zero sugar, Kevin.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's the zero sugar.
But it is interesting that – and I was asking you offset, will there ever be a Christian Ostrander golf tournament? And I don't, maybe there will be at some point, but Scott Barry is really solidly entrenched, isn't it?
It is set in stone. I don't think that tournament will ever be changed or messed with. Now, I wonder, I bet you Coach Ostrander has something, whether it's a golf tournament, whether it's some kind of other quote-unquote event during a different part of the year, but I don't think it ever leaves. I mean, I know so many people that you just called out. I mean, I'm sure Matt Warren's going to be there. I mean, if it's a business owner in Hattiesburg, as we talk, as many guys that have played at Southern Miss.
Matt Walner.
Still here. Walner, I'm sure he's going to be there. Nick Sandlin, I'm sure all the guys that are in pro ball and now back, which is a good many of them. Nico Mazza, Landon Harper. Let's see off the top of my head.
Yeah, if you're a fan of Southern Miss baseball, new
like
or
this
old.
Is it. Yeah. This is the event.
This will be kind of a groupie hangout.
No question.
Play. Hattiesburg Country Club on Thursday. It looks like the weather is going to cooperate beautifully, and Graham will be reporting live from the Scott Barry Golf Tournament on Thursday as we get you ready for another big weekend of college football coming up. Don't forget homecoming now a week from Saturday. That is a 2:30 kickoff on campus, Southern Miss against Louisiana Monroe. We certainly know the Cajuns are first in line, but a lot of people are already making plans coming back for homecoming, and we're glad that you are doing that. Remember, kickoff at 2:30. For homecoming, the Eagles against Louisiana Monroe.
Let's hope we're not sweating.
Yeah.
Let's hope so.
I hope it's a nice, cool day. But good to have you back, buddy.
I know. I'm excited. I'm glad to be back.
We'll be back with you again tomorrow at 1 o'clock. Thanks for joining us. For Graham Crawford and producer-engineer Michael Mergens, I'm Kelly Sanner. Until tomorrow at 1, Southern Miss.
To the top.
Let's go have lunch.
Time keeps on slipping, slipping, slipping. Into the future. I wanna fly like an eagle to the sea. Fly like an eagle, let my spirit carry me. I want to fly like an eagle till I'm free.
Waiting. You do it at grocery stores, in traffic, and at the doctor's office. But what if you could skip the wait altogether? Introducing TrustCare Plus, a healthcare membership that makes feeling better even faster. Skip the waiting room and enjoy priority access at any TrustCare clinic. Sick kid? Text your care crew day or night. Get discounts on prescriptions and so much more. Wait no more. Feeling better just got a whole lot faster. Join TrustCare Plus today. Plans start from just $15 a month. Learn more at trustcarehealth.com/plus.
A Supertalk Mississippi Media Production.